The U.S. defense industry is large, complex, and competitive. It is also lucrative for those companies able to navigate it successfully. The American Society of Military Comptrollers helps bridge the gap between the boardroom and the battlefield while supporting transformation in the defense sector. The Business of Defense podcast brings you inside the companies working to achieve this, directly from the business leaders, and to understand how they create value for their companies and their customers. For more information on ASMC, visit asmconline.org.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Punk Rock HR is sponsored by BetterWorks. The world's most dynamic organizations rely on BetterWorks to accelerate growth by supporting transparent goal setting, enabling continuous performance, and learning from employee insights. BetterWorks is on a mission to help HR leaders make work better. Discover how they can help you by visiting BetterWorks.com today. Hey everybody, I'm Lori Rudiman. Welcome back to Punk Rock HR. My guests today are Dustin Kleinert of BetterWorks and Mike May of UKG. Both gentlemen are focused on technology partnerships, so they work for their respective organizations trying to find ways to be cooperative while being competitive. And so today I'm having them both on the show because BetterWorks and UKG have a partnership to work together. Their technologies are compatible and they're partnering together to make sure that the world of human resources has options when thinking about how to enable better performance within the workforce. So if you're an HR technology nerd like me, or you have big ideas on how performance enablement is at the core of all the good stuff in the world of human resources, well, sit back and enjoy this conversation with Dustin Kleinert of BetterWorks and Mike May of UKG on this week's Punk Rock HR. Hey, gentlemen, I'm so happy to have you both here today. Dustin, since you're up first on my screen, why don't you tell everybody who you are and what you're all about?
Sure. Thanks for having us, Lori. I really appreciate it. I'm Dustin Kleinert. I run the partnerships team at BetterWorks, which is a performance enablement software that helps connect the dots between goals, conversations, feedback across teams. We partner with UKG, and I'm really happy to be here with Mike.
Yeah, well, Mike, since your name's been brought up in this conversation, why don't you tell us who you are and what you're all about?
Yeah, thanks, Lori. So I'm Mike May. I'm the vice president of our tech partner program at UKG. We work with a number of great partners like BetterWorks that extend our capabilities, help us and our clients solve more problems, deliver more value.
Well, you both are two veteran, esteemed corporate professionals, and you're here today to talk about the crazy world that is HR tech and how we can be better at performance enablement. So, Dustin, let's start with you. You know, it's springtime 2023, and I think the world of HR tech is interesting, compelling, but it's also more complex than ever. So from where you sit, what's the HR buyer dealing with today in the world of HR tech?
Yeah, I'm not an HR buyer, and I'm glad I'm not an HR buyer because the world of HR buyers is getting more complicated every day. We're adding to one of the things that you can buy. I think what's also happening, though, for the HR buyer is they're looking at, you know, what's traditionally bought by HR, but what the manager, the people managers, and what the individuals are looking at and saying, this will help me do my job better. This will help me be more engaged in this business. And so I think the world of HR tech that supports either productivity in the business, happiness or wellness in the business, a feeling of belonging in the business. Those are the types of technologies that are starting to coalesce to create a better environment for everybody, company and people and everything in between.
Well, that's well said. And you know, Mike, I've been in the world of human resources since 1995. I was an intern and I don't know, I can't quit this place. And when I was a young kid in HR, you know, the biggest HR technology out there was a database, a system of record. And now we've got everything from performance enablement to well-being, as Dustin mentioned, and we're thinking about ChatGPT and all the different ways that we interact. So from where you stand, what's the buyer dealing with these days? What does it look like if you're the boots on the ground and you're like, I just want to do HR better?
Yeah. I mean, so a couple thoughts on that. One, COVID made the buying situation for HR a little more interesting, right? In the sense of it brought HR to the big table, and the needs of their constituents placed as a high priority. Mobile first is just one example, right? And how do you deal with employees that aren't coming into the office every day? And so all of a sudden that heightened the need for HR solutions that could work in that kind of an environment. So BetterWorks is a great example of that. UKG is a great example of that, where you have mobile first options. The second piece I'd say is the ability to extend capabilities became important too, right? The ability to integrate and have API connections between platforms so that data just flowed seamlessly just became even more critical and, you know, just kind of improves efficiency as well.
You know, it's funny that you talk about the ability for platforms to connect and talk to one another, because back in 2009, the word of the day was interoperability. And I feel like that is still the word of the day, right? And it's interesting that both UKG and BetterWorks have this unique partnership. And maybe, Dustin, you can tell us about this partnership and how the two work together.
Do you remember when you had to plug the cable into your computer and then restart the computer in order for it to recognize the cable?
You don't think I do that today? Come on.
You may still do it. It's not necessary as much anymore. We've evolved quite a bit. I mean, to interoperability, we don't use that term quite as much. But I think the ability for a platform like BetterWorks to work with a platform like UKG requires foresight and thought about what the users, what kind of reporting they want, what kind of user experience you want, where do you want certain actions to take place. And so we put a lot of effort into the, you know, we look at the in the flow of work and say, where's the user working? Where's the data going to go? Who's going to need it? And try to build the connections that allow data to move back and forth, you know, depending on what the situation is. And it's not the same situation for everybody. There's probably a common case, like this is the way the API works in general. And then everybody has some other, I'd like it to be slightly different. And so the responsiveness is another factor that sets companies apart when customers are asking.
One thing that I think is really interesting, Dustin, about our relationship is this idea of co-opetition, where UKG has a performance solution, but BetterWorks is unique, has some different capabilities, and we want our customers to have options. And so, yeah, being comfortable with that idea of co-opetition is kind of an interesting play. Not everybody within UKG loves that, right? Like sometimes our salespeople don't love that aspect, that we can kind of sell multiple platforms, but our customers love it, right? Because if they're already working with a BetterWorks, or there's something that BetterWorks does better than our own solution, we're okay with that.
As much as we'd like to think differently, the customers are the ones making the call on this. And I think we're trying to be responsive to things like that, as you say, Mike. When we talk to somebody and they say, hey, we love, you know, what UKG does, I think if we had done this a year ago, before we had partnered, we would say, well, we can't do this because UKG's already there. What we're smart enough now is to say, what parts do you love? But to ask that question, we have to know more about the parts. And so part of the learning curve for us is knowing more about the parts that you have, and then we can get into the customer. I love this. I love that. UKG is really great here. I could see BetterWorks plugging in here. And it gives us an angle that maybe we didn't see before as we get to know what it is that UKG has, which is, it sounds so basic, but I talk to partners who don't necessarily know what the other side has in depth as much as they do.
You know, I find it really interesting because even the notion of customer has changed over the years. You know, traditionally in HR technology, we would talk about the customer being the C-suite. We would talk about the customer being HR. And somehow managers and employees were a forgotten commodity until COVID. And then we suddenly realized we need to build these systems to be more agile, to be more flexible. And we really need to start talking to both employees and managers in the trenches about what they need in order to have better conversations, to provide better feedback. And I think that's what's interesting about this co-opetition thing, this model that's going on with UKG and BetterWorks, because you both are talking to customers and you don't mean that in one dimension. You talk to HR, you talk to executives, you talk to managers, and you talk to employees. So Dustin, maybe we can start with you. I mean, this new model of really rethinking the role of the customer is so cool. So when you hear about performance, when you hear about enablement, what do you hear and who do you hear it from?
I think if you imagine yourself at work doing the thing you're going to do, I'm going to sit down with somebody on my team and we're going to have a conversation about how things are going. We didn't invent that. That's been happening for a long time. It's still going to happen with or without us. The question then is, where are they doing this? Now they're doing it over Zoom. And if they're doing it over Zoom and it's on one screen, then their email is probably right behind it. Or they got Slack or Teams on these other screens. And so you're having this one-on-one, but you now are looking at something else. And so our approach is, can we make what you're looking at in Slack or Teams or Gmail or Outlook remind you, when I have this one-on-one conversation, what is it that you're working on this quarter? Again, you were working on something even before BetterWorks, but for me to remember to bring that up, to remember what you're working on, and to remember to bring it up in the conversation we're going to have, there's just points for fall off. And so when you make this in the flow of work component real, you've now more likely to have conversations more frequently bring up what the current set of priorities are, which gives you a little bit more purpose and direction in those conversations. So they can drive productivity, but they also let the employee, hey, my boss knows what I'm working on. And that's, you know, it's really important, especially if I'm working on it for somebody who's not my boss.
Absolutely. Mike, what's your take on that? You know, what do you hear from customers? What's important? What matters in this ecosystem?
Yeah. So UKG made a really interesting acquisition last year when we purchased the company Great Place to Work. Just really unusual, right? For a software company to buy a company that goes out and surveys companies and kind of gives a seal of approval if they are or aren't a great place to work. But we did that strategically for a number of reasons. One, as a human capital management company, it helps us understand what's important and how our tool can help influence those things. And a lot of the things Dustin brought up are exactly the right areas. Like, how do you drive engagement? How do you make sure people feel heard? How do you have your organization focused on the right objectives? And so that kind of visibility and awareness is key. So anyways, that we love having Betterworks being able to do that. We have other partnerships that kind of help in that kind of survey understanding of employee feedback as well.
Well, tying it all together, Mike, maybe it's not day to day, but certainly week to week, month to month, quarter to quarter. Do I have some loop that gets the pulse of where people's heads are at about their job, about the company, about what they're working on, whatever it happens to be? Are the conversations that I'm having reasonable with them and adjusting frequently? So I think what we're both saying is the whole world of an annual cycle on something, it's a financial year. So like there's reasons to think about a financial year as a reason for an annual cycle. But a lot of the other things, there's no reason to have an annual cycle on this. I want to know what people think now. I want to do something about it now or have a conversation about it now. And I think we're both moving in the direction of, you know, maybe it's not real time, but it's moving in that direction.
You know, I had a conversation earlier this year with a colleague of mine who works at Slalom Consulting, and we both kind of got to this perspective where everything old is new again, and performance management is something that I've been talking about throughout my entire career. Not sexy, nobody's super excited about it, but it's in vogue right now, and maybe for the wrong reasons, because we rely on performance management data to inform trends like layoffs. And I think, and my colleague at Slalom agreed, that there is a real opportunity to get performance right, because when you get performance right, you get conversations right, you get diversity and inclusion right, you get equity right. Like, performance is the core of what we're doing. And I just wonder if you have a take on that. Mike, we can start with you. It's almost like, does the dog wag the tail or does the tail wag the dog, right? Because performance is so important, but we only tend to talk about it when there are layoffs. I mean, it's just so very frustrating because I think this is the year of performance.
Yeah, I feel like that's one thing that I've learned from a great place to work and some of their feedback is like, what are the characteristics of being a company that is a great place to work? And so some of those that I've seen and been kind of reinforced are things around driving trust within your organization, having transparency as a manager base, making people feel empowered, right? And so when you start thinking about performance goals, it's just a tool, right, to help in that direction. But then the mindset is, how do you not be too prescriptive so that those goals provide direction, but aren't necessarily telling someone how to get the job done, you know, empowering them to do it, but having those tracked where it's kind of a broad stroke and point them in the right direction.
And Dustin, I just wonder how technology can really help all of this, because technology has been the promise for years, right? Like, if you just buy this piece of software, you're going to solve performance enablement, right? So I know we're not making that kind of promise either at Betterworks or at UKG, but I think technology is part of the answer, right?
Well, I would tie it together with what Mike said. We're not, unlike in the 70s or the 80s, we're not trying to stack rank so we can get rid of the bottom percentile of employees. This is a labor shortage situation. You know, we work mostly in North America and Europe, and generally speaking, labor is at a premium. And so this is about making people who are with you happier and more productive while they're with you. It's the same, but it is a more positive take on performance. So how do you get that listening, and how do you enable people to be able to do that? So to something like transparency, which is to some companies, transparency is a bit of a, like, it's good and it's bad. Like, yeah, it's transparent as long as you can't. Yeah, as long as you can't see my stuff. And so there's an element of, but what if we bring transparency, not about your performance review, which feels sensitive, but rather, what are the big projects you're working on? And if you break those down, what are the dependencies that you may be working on, but you might depend on other people? And then if you go up a level, if you did that project well, what does it influence high above you or above you in the project hierarchy? And so if you break it down like that, you're creating a level of transparency, which it can motivate you to fulfill your goal, but it's not personal. That kind of transparency is the direction I think we're starting to see a lot of momentum there. And surprisingly, companies don't have it. That's the surprise to me through all this, is that companies don't have, like, oh, let me go check my PowerPoint deck in this other file. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Dustin, the thing I love about BetterWorks too is how it doesn't turn it into like set your goals at the beginning of the year and then check them at the end of the year. It's kind of this ongoing conversation throughout the year where people stay focused on that. And I think that really pushes towards that transparency and pushes towards that ongoing engagement between a manager and their employee.
If you think of during COVID, one of the best decisions a manager or an employee could make in like April, May of 2020 would have been when I set my goal in January, 5 months later, the world is literally flipped upside down. I should stop this thing and I should start something else. So one of the best decisions that people throughout your business could make would be to stop doing something. And so in the traditional goal setting framework, as you said, there's not a lot of room for that. Like, it's not allowed. In a new world, in this model, the ability to stop doing something and pick up on something better is a very, very good decision. And that's a sign of great performance. You just have to have a way to allow for that and then to recognize that.
Well, and to measure it as well. Yeah, absolutely. Well, Mike, and we're talking about transparency, and in an act of transparency, I sit on the board of the Workforce Institute, which is an entity of UKG. And one of the things we found in talking to customers is that, you know, they love the UKG product, but historically, not even when they were using UKG, they would start out with one system of record, right? You know, that was in charge of all employee data. And they would buy these other pieces of HR technology and one wouldn't talk to the other. And they would have to log out of one and log into the other. So what's the promise? What's the potential of improving the HR business partner's life if they're a UKG customer, but they're also interested in the BetterWorks platform?
Yeah, a number of things, right? So one is the integration's validated, but it goes deeper than that, right? Like, we actually do third-party risk reviews on every partner that's in the program, including BetterWorks. So there's a little bit of buy with confidence because we've vetted the partners that are in the program, like BetterWorks. Second is they get preview tenants of new releases. So when a new release comes out, they've already kind of tested and make sure that nothing with the integration is going to break. And then thirdly, they have built-in support. And so if there is a problem, the BetterWorks team knows exactly who to call on my team, and you know, we'll get on it right away. So from a just stability standpoint, there's a lot to be said there. And then for a new customer, the ability to deploy the integration more quickly too.
Yeah, that makes sense. You know, Dustin, on the other side, you know, there may be someone who is skeptical. You know, there are so many performance management solutions out there, right? So what's the promise? What's the opportunity in partnering if you're a UKG customer using the BetterWorks platform? What's new? What's different? Why would they take that extra step?
Yeah, we are not the only, in full transparency, we are not the only performance solution in the UKG ecosystem. So customers do have a choice, which is great. While we'd love them to choose us, there are other options. It's one word, but it's a concept, right? So we have an integration right now, say, let's call it V1, but you have V2 and V3 and V4. So there are other integrations that can be bolted on. And so when we think about what our customers want right now, they want a UKG customer wants the ability. They don't want to have to duplicate data in BetterWorks. I buy BetterWorks because I like the performance experience. I don't want to have to duplicate names and reporting structures. Like, kind of, that's like level one basic stuff. Level two might be, well, if people start to move departments or somebody leaves the organization, we bring new people on, we want that to be reflected automatically. And so those are the types of things that make the experience for the new customer of BetterWorks seamless with what they experience in UKG. In the future, there's all kinds of stuff that you could start to think about, connectivity back and forth. And for us, it becomes a little bit of Einstein's laboratory. And so rather than, we have all these ideas, believe me, we have ideas, but we're also trying to listen to customers and we're trying to balance, like, what's the cool future thing versus what's the practical thing that they actually need now. It probably tends to be more on the practical side than on the, like, we'd love to have ChatGPT. I think we'd love it, but we don't. Right. Any customers have asked for it yet. So
yeah, be careful. Be careful of the future, right? You know, yeah. If you get what you wish for, a lot of people cry over that. But Dustin, that's a really cool question. And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but where is the future of all of this headed? You know, when we think about integrations and performance enablement and just the whole HR tech ecosystem, for me, the opportunity, the promise of this industry is to make managers their own version of HR in a very seamless, awesome, awesome, easy way and have HR almost up-level their skills and become organizational consultants and coaches and really thinking about the strategic aspects of people and deployment. But I don't know, where is all of this headed? What's cool and interesting in this market in what you do?
I think you hit it on the head. I think it's the manager, a manager of people, because of all of the structure and process that's been put in place, manager of people can spend a lot of time not actually managing people or getting the best out of their people. They manage them, they do the administrative components of them, but have they tapped into who those people are so that they can direct them in the right direction and encourage them in the right place? And if you think of HR's role, HR's job is not to set your goals. HR's role might be to make sure goals are being set, but not to set your goal. Who knows your goal? Your manager might, or somewhere in that, it's closer to that level than in HR. The best case scenario for us is when a business brings to HR BetterWorks, I would like to use this tool. And the HR people go, holy cow, this is amazing. Doesn't happen every time, but it does happen sometimes. And so if you think about HR as a steward for that, but then people managers having the autonomy and the authority to truly assess performance or in that category.
For sure. Mike, what's your take on that?
Yeah, we love it when partners have a roadmap for their integration. We encourage them not only to look across all of our platforms, because we have, you know, a couple different versions that they can integrate to depending on the target customer they're going after. But then they'll launch with one integration. Often it's like a simple people import, right? Just to make sure to the kind of system of record that all the data is accurate, or if someone's laid off, that they're immediately removed, right? So that sensitive information isn't shared. So there's a number of positives that come with that kind of an integration. But man, we encourage that kind of full scope and ongoing investment in new capabilities. And just as one example, it would be interoperability across multiple platforms too, where an alert from BetterWorks could come into UKG that prompts the manager with an alert, but the manager could get that through Teams. So we have a relationship with Microsoft Teams. So all of a sudden they kind of get the alert in Teams to go into Pro and kind of update some of the notes on performance reviews.
Yeah, I like the seamless way, the seamless potential in the future for managers to just work. You know, like, let's all get back to work. Let's stop like managing all these different notifications, all these different systems, and get back to doing the thing that we're meant to do, which is aligning ourselves with our purpose and passion and hopefully making money for ourselves and other people, right? This is what this is all about. It's not about HR systems and processes. That's what I think the exciting part of this future is. Well, I'm so glad you both are partnering together, you're able to do it. You know, Dustin, why don't you leave us with some ideas about why this is exciting, why this is relevant, and why we should be paying attention to the BetterWorks and UKG relationship?
UKG has been a tremendous partner for us so far. They're responsive and thoughtful. The co-opetition component that Mike mentioned, it's real, but it's also a really big world. I mean, the way I look at it, and hopefully Mike does too, is there's too much of the world right now to go after that needs both of us. We can deal with the co-opetition part. And so far, we've shown that really well. I think, from our perspective, one, getting our folks to know UKG more, UKG, UKG's customers, what their products do is a big key. And then having more customers that say, I use UKG, I use BetterWorks, and I'm really happy with the way that fits together. And so we're on that journey, and I think it'll continue.
Cool. Mike, your thoughts?
At UKG, we love to say our purpose is people, and I see that proven true often. I won't name names, but I've been dealing with a software company that has a really closed system, and it's been painful, right? Like, they kind of have this one entry point. They know they have an entry point. They have a little bit of an HP printer model, which is like, we'll give our software for free, but then we're going to charge you to get access to your data. And man, that's such an old world mentality and such a short-sighted perspective that I love that UKG invests in this way, which is, hey, BetterWorks has great capabilities that we can leverage. And we think, you know, the rising tide is going to raise all boats. And so we subscribe to that. Our leadership understands that. That's why the partner program gets a lot of investment across UKG. And we've seen it prove true. We continue to see really strong revenue and bookings growth within UKG. So we love it. We're at 75,000 customers. And as, you know, Dustin says, like, it's a big world. And so we love to help our partners be successful.
Well, you know, as a woman who still buys printer ink, because I'm Gen X and I can't help it, you know, they're still getting my money every single day, but I love the future. I love the future of tech. And I'm so grateful you were both here today. Mike, let's wrap up with you. And then Dustin, would you tell everybody where they can find you? Are you on LinkedIn? Where should they go? And where can they learn more about UKG?
I mean, LinkedIn's the easiest way to connect with me and my team. I mean, as far as UKG, you know, lots of information about UKG just at our website as well. So I would say if there's anybody out there looking to partner, have a relationship similar to what we have with BetterWorks, probably the easiest way is just to hit me up on LinkedIn.
We'll make sure we include all of that in the show notes. And Dustin, you know, thanks again for, number one, sponsoring Punk Rock HR and really being invested in the HR tech community. And if people want to learn more about you, about, you know, some of your amazing studies that you've done at BetterWorks about performance enablement, where can they find you and where should they go?
Yeah, BetterWorks.com is where you can find about the product, about our customers, case studies, product details, things like that. I'm on LinkedIn, Dustin Kleinard.
I wish you both the very best. And thanks again for being guests on Punk Rock HR. This episode of Punk Rock HR was brought to you by BetterWorks. When work is better for people, companies thrive. If you're interested in learning more about today's show, you can visit punkrockhr.com. There you'll find show notes, links, resources, and all the good stuff. Now that's all for today. Thanks for joining us, sharing this episode, and leaving thoughtful comments on Instagram and LinkedIn. We appreciate your support this and every week on Punk Rock HR.